Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Well, town hall on ABC, not real successful. Only about 4 million people tuned in. See President Trump and Georgi Stephanopoulos and a few people that were handpicked by the network in Philadelphia. These town hall formats are kind of stale. You know, the president can say what he wants. He's the president. You know, Stephanopoulos tries to, or did try, to throw him a little bit, but it didn't really work. And, you know, so I understand why the audience was low. I watched some of it. I was flipping back and forth between that and the Islanders, because I'm a big Islanders fan, hockey fan. I live on Long Island. They're the Islanders. Followed them since I'm a little boy. And they're doing well. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. So let's take a look at the few things that happened in that town hall that had any significance. Let's roll the first one. And this is about COVID. See, COVID, I'm going to give President Trump a real good piece of advice after this soundbite. But listen up. Go.
If you believe it's the president's responsibility to protect America, why would you downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities?
Yeah. Well, I didn't downplay it. I actually, in many ways, I upplayed it in terms of action. My action was very strong.
Did you not admit to it yourself?
Yeah, because what I did was with China, I put a ban on. With Europe, I put a ban on. And we would have lost thousands of more people had I not put the ban on. So that was called action, not with the mouth, but in actual fact. We did a very, very good job when we put that ban on. Whether you call it talent or luck, it was very important. So we saved a lot of lives when we did that.
Okay, the problem here is semantics, meaning of words. So everybody heard the Bob Woodward tape where President Trump said, I downplayed it. Because I didn't want to panic the people. And now he says he upplayed it by his actions. See, that's the subtlety. So let me read you the quote. I upplayed it in terms of action. So what the president, I'm sure his advisors gave him this. Look, you said to Woodward, you downplayed it. That was played everywhere. But you really didn't, Mr. President, because you did take concrete action that was effective. And Donald Trump said, yeah. So now I upplayed it in terms of action is the president's posture. It's reasonable. I told you earlier that President Trump and Woodward talked past each other. So Woodward believes that the president misled the nation. Trump says, no, I didn't. I was just trying to keep the market stable, which I succeeded to do. Okay. I mean, as an American, I don't feel misled. And then I broke the back of the argument by pointing to India, Modi, and France, Macron. Both of those countries have a resurgence of COVID. Did they mislead their people? No. It's crazy. But the casual viewer, the people that don't watch this broadcast, would never watch a news broadcast, or would never read a newspaper. They don't know. They don't know the difference between the wording and all it is. So President Trump would be wise to drop COVID. Drop it. All right? Just basically say, we did the best we could on information available. All right? There was a difference of opinion in the intel agencies, which is absolutely true. Woodward writes about that. But I took decisive action. All right, but I didn't want to panic the country, so I took an optimistic viewpoint along with the decisive action. That's it. That's it. Because I suspect that Chris Wallace's opening question in the debate on the 29th of September will be something about Trump's conflicting statements on COVID. So the president should be ready for that. Anyway, to me, I think that Donald Trump didn't want to acknowledge in the beginning the vast danger of COVID. I think that's true. But I don't think I was misled. I think most Americans, if you're paying attention, you got it. It's pretty bad.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. So yesterday, as you know, the president invited the leaders of Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Israel to the White House and a little treaty. Bahrain and UAE and Israel signed a little treaty. That's never happened before. It's a pretty big deal. I got letters, and I'll deal with one in a minute. What said O'Reilly, you called it a dog and pony show. I called the exposition, not the actual deal. The deal is serious and good. And now Saudi Arabia is allowing flights to and from Israel to fly over its airspace. So a lot of progress being made in the Middle East. Do Americans care about that? Not really. They should, but they really don't. However, the networks were forced to cover it. Nah. But they didn't really cover it. Instead, they covered COVID. Here's CNN. Go.
Want to take you now and get the latest on coronavirus today, which now has killed nearly 195,000 Americans. More than 6.5 million people in this country have been infected. And even with those numbers climbing to sobering levels, President Trump continues to deny the science behind the virus, holding events with no social distancing and very few face coverings. Just this afternoon at a White House event to mark the normalization of relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the UAE, there were hundreds of people gathered with little in the way of social distancing.
So that's their headline. And then their White House reporter, CNN's White House reporter, Caitlin Collins, comes on and says this, go.
President Trump presided over a signing ceremony at the White House today as Israel established formal ties with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain.
Yeah, it's going to be peace in the Middle East.
But the signing of the accords that Trump hailed as historic also drew attention because hundreds of guests were packed on the South Lawn with little social distancing and optional masks.
You sense a theme here. All right, you're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with a final thought about lying. Do you lie? Under what circumstances is it acceptable? All right, here's the final thought of the day. And we really appreciate everybody who is surging into, and the word surge is accurate, BillO'Reilly.com, First TV, WABC Radio. We're on at 10 o'clock p.m. every night. Blowing the roof off the joint right now. So the people who don't like Donald Trump is Trump lies, Trump lies, Trump lies, Trump lies, okay? People who like him go, no, we don't see it that way. He is an exaggerator, absolutely does that. He's a bloviator. He's not precise with his language. Sean Hannity and I had a disagreement on that today on his radio program. I said, you've got to be more precise if he wants to be reelected, particularly up against Joe Biden. The president has to be precise. But let's get into this lying business. So we live in a culture where the eighth commandment, right? Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. It's largely ignored. When you go into court in any circumstance, you have to take an oath you will tell the truth. Ask any lawyer, any judge, anybody in the court system how many times perjury is committed. Pretty much every day, every way, every case. The people say whatever they want to say. All right. So religion is on the run in America. We are a secular nation now. If you were to go out tonight and ask people what are the Ten Commandments, they couldn't tell you what they are. They couldn't tell you. Now, in my home, the truth is paramount. Okay. And the urchins know it. Holly the terror dog knows it. You do not lie, mislead, or do anything like that here. Big rule. Sometimes not telling the truth is necessary. All right? If somebody asks you who you love, do I look good today, and they really don't, we could say, yeah, that's not a lie. A lie is an intentional deception. So when Bob Woodward gets out there, the president misled the nation. Do you believe that Donald Trump got up and then went into the Oval Office, had a meeting, and said, yeah, I'm going to go out and I'm going to mislead every American about COVID today. That's what I'm going to do. No. He didn't do it because that would be suicide. Because COVID was dangerous. He knew it was dangerous. Now, what he took, the tact he took to try to de-emphasize the panic, we've been all through this. All right? That's what he did. And you as an American can make that determination. Did he lie to you? Did he mislead you? I don't think he misled me. All right? But you may differ. And I respect that difference. But Woodward and Trump are passing each other. So Woodward thinks that because Trump put an optimistic view on it in the beginning, that's a lie. Trump says, no, I did it to keep the markets from tanking and look at my actions. That's what Trump said last night. Look at my action. We went over that top of the show. My actions said this is serious. No more planes from China. No more planes from Europe. So to me, it's bogus. The whole thing is bogus. But what is most important is that you, the loyal, honest American, respect the truth and tell it. Don't deceive. That's the rule. See you again tomorrow.